On this day, 5th March 1971, Lynch defends Articles. Article 3 of the Irish Constitution, which defines the Republic's right to jurisdiction over the North, is to be preserved as a fundamental principle of the Republic's thinking, said the Taoiseach, Mr. Jack Lynch, last night. In a BBC interview, Mr. Lynch, replying to a suggestion by Mr. Chichester Clark that North-South relations could be vastly improved if Dublin abandoned the jurisdiction claim, ruled out any possibility of it being changed. This is fundamental to our thinking. We are one nation, and we regard in our constitution that Irish territory is Ireland as a whole and its territorial seas. I speak in that respect for the great majority of the people living on this island. Would the border disappear in his lifetime? I could not say that it will. I know that it's going to be a long haul. Funerals of shot policemen. The funerals of the two policemen shot dead in Belfast last Friday night will take place today. Detective Inspector Cecil Patterson, 46, and Constable Robert Buckley, 32, were killed in Alliance Avenue as they got out of a police Land Rover. Other police were injured. Meanwhile, the soldier killed in Derry on Sunday has been named. He was Lance Corporal William Jolliffe, 18, of Chippenham. He died when a gang of about 20 youths hurled 10 firebombs at his Land Rover. Maudling's Stormont speech angers MPs. 12 hours after Mr. Reginald Maudling, the British Home Secretary, arrived at RAF Aldergrove yesterday for a three-day visit to Northern Ireland, opposition politicians were claiming that he showed a complete unawareness of what was going on here. During his address at Stormont, the British minister said, "The struggles and violence between Catholics and Protestants that have so disfigured Belfast and other parts of NL during the past 2 years have, I believe, grown less." Shipyard bias raised. A call for an end to the discrimination against Catholics in employment at Belfast Shipyard came last night from the Central Citizens Defence Committee. The committee claimed that 10,000 workers were Protestant and a mere 3,000 were Catholics. Virtually all of these Catholics are, in fact, engaged in subcontract work. Such an intolerable situation can no longer be allowed to exist in an industry so heavily financed from public funds. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. As the troubles escalated, issues such as discrimination in employment, highlighted by the exclusion of Catholics from Belfast Shipyard and the South's extraterritorial claim over NY, bubbled in the background. Meanwhile, Reggie Maudling, the Tory Home Secretary, managed to unite unionist and nationalist against him. As his plane took off, he famously exclaimed, "What a bloody awful country. Give me a large scotch."